There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, hey, top of the morning to you. Welcome in. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino on tap today over the next 3 hours. For guests, we have Jonathan Von Tobel, VSiN's very own senior NBA insider, betting analyst at 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern time. And we will go over a lot of the Kyrie trade, which will hit in about 15 minutes here on the show. We have the great, how about this timing today with Ian Eagle?
Oh.
On in 2 hours, calls Nets games. Why did they take the Nets, the Mavericks offer, and not the Suns or the Lakers offer? And then Johnny Avella with DraftKings Sportsbooks coming up a little bit later on. And Paulie, we are going to Phoenix tomorrow. And we're going to be there broadcasting live Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And a bunch of shows will be down there from VSiN as well. So we are here in Las Vegas today and tomorrow doing the shows. We're going to fly out tomorrow after the show, just to kind of clarify that. And beginning with the point spread and where it's at right now, pretty stagnant. Right. With the number overall, the Eagles are -1.5 totals, around 50.5 in the game at DraftKings. When you look at the betting splits overall throughout the entire country, 70% of the bets on the Eagles, 73% of the handle on the Eagles -1.5. But they're moving where it's at. And on the total at 50.5, it's pretty much split dead even at around 50-50. In that game.
Yeah. Thank God it's a great matchup on paper.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I always hate this time of the year because you're talking about the same game for 2 weeks. But at least there's it's a sexy matchup on paper, and both one seeds going at it. I think the Eagles win the game. Peter King had a good write up today, but it's gonna, as we know, it's gonna come down to the offensive line and defensive line. I could see Philly running all over them, and Kansas City doesn't have an answer. I believe they will protect Hurts, who's elusive and hard to bring down, and Jones won't have a major impact on this game anyways. But then again, you're talking about the best player in football, and how do you go against Mahomes? Right. So that it's a tough matchup on paper, but I think the Eagles are going to do enough to win, and they've been the best team all year, and I think they will get it done on Sunday.
Well, that's the whole talking point, right? The better team overall, top to bottom, is Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. Great roster,
but the part that cancels that out a little bit here is, well, mostly is the quarterback on the other side.
Yeah,
and that, you know, people kicking around, what is the point spread if you flip quarterbacks? And if, you know, Mahomes was on the Eagles, and some people said it would be probably Philadelphia -8.5. I mean, the difference here just is, if that guy goes for 350 yards and 3 touchdowns, they will probably, or they can certainly win the game. And he can do that pretty much against anybody in the NFL.
Yeah, I think the O-line's too much, though. I mean, they have the best O-line in football. And I think that's why it'd be able to protect Hurts and run the ball with Hurts and a slew of these backs that they have as well. And maybe he can come around too. I can get there with Sanders for MVP as well.
I can get there with other Eagles players.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. Well, sure. Maybe Gainwell.
I
gets
can
a
see
lot
Gainwell doing it.
Okay, right. Yep. But you look at the offensive line though, and they went against San Francisco and Bosa, held them in check, dominated. Same thing against the Giants, and shut down Dallas in the second meeting too.
Yeah.
So and then you look at the pass rush, 57 of their 77 sacks, only rushing four guys. They didn't have to blitz. So that's a whole nother ballgame. Like, if I can get this heat on Mahomes,
well, and again,
I don't even have to send people. And that's the other scenario you pointed out last week. You can get there with Reddick for MVP. And nine defensive players have won Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, and again, think about this. Now, consider the competition. I get it. Their path was much easier than the 49ers' path. But the 49ers' offensive line is also considered elite. They could not block the Cowboys' front. And then look what happened in the title game. Against Reddick and everybody else, Purdy on the first drive, bam, injured, because they could not protect the poor kid.
Yep.
And so if Chris Jones, who was one of the three defensive finalists for Player of the Year on that side of the ball, like if he doesn't get the hurts at all and is causing no havoc, then you would think the Eagles are going to have, you know, a pretty easy time running the football and protecting Hurts at that point. Now, some historical numbers from our very own Steve Mackinnon. These are on the website vsin.com. I also just tweeted these out before the show. At Mitch Moss Radio, these are very good. This is for like every single Super Bowl in history. So the game has changed, obviously. Take some of them for what it's worth, but teams that rush for more yards in the Super Bowl are 41 and 15 straight up, 39, 14, and 3 ATS. The Bengals outrushed the Rams last year, 79, 43. They covered, but they never won the game. This one, I'm sure, has been more important over the years in recent time, but teams that average more passing yards per attempt in the title game are 44 and 12 straight up and 37, 16 and 3 ATS. Last year, Stafford did have a better game in that category than Joe Burrow. And I think this one, particularly coming up on Sunday, could be really, really big. And you've already bet this, Paulie. It's the team that wins the time of possession battle. That team is 41 and 15 straight up. And 39, 14, and 3 ATS. That's 73.6% in the history of this game. The Rams held the ball for about a minute and a half longer than the Bengals last year. And the Eagles were minus 145. I've seen actually lower than that, which is like, I think that's a really good bet.
Mm-hmm. I've also seen, apparently there's only, you can find $1.30 on under interceptions too in the game. I was notified of that, but I couldn't find it. Do you think Kansas City sticks with the rushing attack? Does Kansas City get anything going on the ground to tie it in the time of possession?
I that's totally based on game flow, because
I don't think they will be able to run.
Yeah,
this is Philly D line too good.
And what if the Eagles get up? Because the Eagles have been the best second quarter team and the best first half team in football the entire year. So what if the Eagles jump on them early? Can you envision a scenario where Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy are going to be like, okay, guys, let's be patient here. Yeah, it's 14-0. But now let's keep giving it to Pacheco and McKinnon. I don't see that happening. I think it's going to be Mahomes back to pass, and he's going to, find Kelce and try to get it going with everybody else in the air.
Yeah.
I did find, and all of the props are out now. And that was, some books wait until like Thursday out here in Las Vegas, but every book now pretty much has all the props that you're going to be able to find. It's crazy because my favorite pop prop in maybe a handful of years, I found this at the Westgate. Now, they opened up their props Thursday night, which has been a tradition here in Las Vegas. But they're also the trendsetters when it comes to the cross-sport props, which means, like, how many points will Connor McDavid have compared to Jalen Hurts' touchdowns? That kind of a deal. And then other books will say, hey, those are pretty creative, and they'll put them up as offerings. You can find them in a lot of other spots. Here's the one. Some of the best bets that you make can never come to fruition. I bet Steph Curry in the game Saturday night against the Lakers next week, plus 4.5 points versus Patrick Mahomes' completions.
That's a great bet. Now it's going to be a refund.
Yeah, now it's going to get refunded because...
Would you lay anything there? The juice?
No, I was plus 4.5 minus 110.
Really?
By the time the prop, before it came off the board because of the Curry injury, he was laying 3.5 points. He's averaging 29 a game on the year.
Yep.
Mahomes' completions prop is around 25.5 or 26.
National TV angle. Everyone will
exactly
be watching.
Exactly right. And the Lakers' defense is atrocious.
Yep.
So I love that prop, but now I'm going to have to wait until Sunday night for that one to be a refund.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I can't believe the timing of that injury. He got banged up, hit the knee against the Mavericks on Saturday night, and now, bam, whammo, all of his props are off the board.
What are you doing with the running backs? And I mean, there's a Gainwell prop where they have at least 28 rushing yards and a touchdown, which pays well, 7-8-1, something like that. I don't think Hurts wins the MVP. I don't. I think it's a total team effort in the win, and they spread it around.
You can make the case for 5-6 guys, honestly. Yeah,
yes. Okay. I would focus on the running backs. The question is, though, who gets the ball? Who goes off?
Yeah, I'm a little over my skis with Kenneth Gainwell numbers and props.
Okay, good.
I have him every which way but loose, including over. I added this 10.5 receiving yards yesterday. And we'll have plenty of guests coming up. We have a guest on Thursday that's going to have incredible numbers on Kenneth Gainwell. But I like him quite a bit. And I did have a dream last night about the game.
Oh, really?
I can't believe it. I never have dreams about games. if you want to know what happens, the Eagles lead 21-0 at halftime, and there's a pick six. I actually woke up laughing. I'm like,
sounds like a nightmare.
I'm like, what the hell is this?
No good. No good.
Yeah.
Well, in our pro tip, we always talked about this. Applebaum mentioned it too. Josh, who works here, that the pros, they'll lay it. The public wants to take all the pluses. And the pro, you'll see right before post, as low as you can get on no safety, no overtime, for an example. But the one we talked about Friday, there is a book in town where no score in the first 3 minutes is $5. It's $12.50 other places.
Wow. What a huge
It's going to continue
difference.
To go down, too.
Yeah.
The public, it's a public spot with over 100 locations in the state. The public will keep betting that, too. But
you know
how difficult that is?
Yeah.
If you don't get a turnover or a bomb, forget it.
Yeah, of course.
So if you could lay $4, no score in the first 5 minutes, it's way off. Because you see $12, $13 in other spots. Yep. And I think it might be Bet Rivers. Or it's either Bet Rivers or DraftKings. Well, both teams score 15 points. Is minus 350. 340 in that range. I don't know if it's an all-time shootout, but you see a total this high.
Right, right, of course. And the team totals are this high.
Yeah, right. I would see both teams get 21.
Let's hear from Brandon Ayuk, 49ers wide receiver. He was asked who he would bet on in the big game.
Hypothetically speaking, if I were going to bet on this game, I would go take everything that I own, get it in cash, and put my money on Kansas City Chiefs. Well, I don't know fully about that defense. I don't know. They talk about them being a good defense. I'm not too sure. I'm not sure. I think the pass game, this Kansas City pass game, will expose what we thought we were going to be able to expose before some unfortunate circumstances happen. So we'll see. We'll see. But like I said, you got to get lucky to win the Super Bowl.
I would take everything I own. Hypothetically speaking.
Yeah.
He's probably a little bit better from losing the game.
They've never seen anything like this in terms of, at least this year, with this type of quarterback was his reasoning with Mahomes.
All right, football fans, championship game is set. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, the place to be. Win big with tons of specials on February 12th, like their same game parlay bet and get, live bet and get, and football squares games as well. You can win up to $10,000 in bonus money instantly. Go to BetRiversSquares.com. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Follow the Money on VSEN.
All right, almost here. Super Bowl Sunday. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, the place to be. Tons of specials. Same game parlay and get live bet and get the football squares as well. Also, great house specials. They have, will a player score three touchdowns in the game? They have over 2.5 goals in the first period tonight of the Tampa game. Hockey is back. Come on. And they've also have some good props on the Mavs with the Kyrie trade. Get up there now, BetRivers.com, BetRiversSquares.com as well.
Well, Paula, we found out, no surprise here, that a bunch of teams had interest in trading for Kyrie Irving, and then the Mavs won out with their offer. And I think that the Nets got a haul, and I think that you can make the case that, yeah, they might be actually better today. I know what you're trading away. Kyrie is awesome as a basketball player, but you know, at his time in Brooklyn, I believe the stat is he played 156 games. He missed 147 of them.
Yeah.
I mean, he is one of the most unlikable players in sports history. Cancer tested positive for Kyrie Irving. That's how bad the guy is.
Yep.
So, but you have to really kind of assess this kind of, I don't know, but can you though, can you handicap this just on the court? Or do you think he's going to be, I think you kind of have to factor in how big of a headache he's going to be with the Mavericks now.
Oh, he's a lunatic. I mean, he's capable of anything. And the fact that he was insulted by the contract they were trying to negotiate long term as well. You can't pay this guy $200 million. There's no way. And the ultimate what could have been with the big three. I mean, these guys combined to win one playoff series and seven games in the playoffs. Seven. And it was supposed to be one of the best big threes and unstoppable offense. And you know, they got hurt that one year. Or maybe they win it because KD was sensational and they lost in seven to Milwaukee. But KD and Kyrie combined to play only 74 games. But in all this, when we knew what he did, he burned it down in Cleveland. He burned it down in Boston big time. He quit on the Celtics. They can't stand him there, rightfully so. And he burned it to the ground with the Nets and what he did. And he ruined the season with the... He might just decide, I'm not playing. Remember?
Of course.
Forget about the COVID stuff and the right. Shot, whatever. Before that, during Black Lives Matter and stuff going on in the streets and everything and how the temperature was around the country, he didn't show up for 2 weeks and didn't bother to tell him when he was coming back.
Yep.
He was on a Zoom call on some city council meeting and stuff. I mean, the guy is crazy.
Just needed time away.
Yeah. You can't do that.
Needed some help to get away from the court.
And you want $200 million.
Sure. And, by the way, on top of that, he's offended by the deal, too.
Yeah.
Offended by the offer. This is unacceptable. Who are you? You're a very good player, but you're the biggest head case I can recall.
You don't play.
You don't?
Yeah.
You're completely unreliable, dude.
Yeah. I haven't brought up the anti-Semitic stuff either, which is a whole nother ballgame.
It's one thing right after another with this guy. I mean,
the worst decision, though, again, continues to be Kevin Durant to say, yeah, that's my guy. I'm going to leave Golden State and leave all these championships and the opportunity to win more. And it was, you know, he could have gone somewhere else and still would have been close to the favorite. But he leaves Golden State to go with that guy.
All-time whiff.
Yeah, and that's his buddy. And now, about the last year, he started to distance himself from him and his decisions and everything.
Yeah.
But it was just, it is an all-time whiff.
By the way, the Mavericks were 25-1 at some spots, maybe even a little bit higher than that, to win the title before the trade.
Yeah.
Now they're basically 12-1. And I've seen them as the co-favorite with the Nuggets at some books to come out of the West. We're getting a little carried away here.
Well, they're not going to be able to stop anyone defensively.
Not a chance.
Now, they did have that run to the conference finals last year, and now you add a piece like this and a guy who's averaging 27-5-5. It is a huge gamble. It appears right now that it's going to be a rental. I don't think they're going to give him this kind of... He's going to want 4 for 200. And I don't think they're going to give it to him.
Boy, this is going to be a bad stretch for the Mavericks, though. If they let Brunson go for nothing.
Oh, that's the advantage.
And they gave up this much for a rental.
Horrible. Horrible. Yeah, absolutely. They will have max cap space this summer, though, as well. But wild how this came together. And he demands the trade Friday, and he is gone 48 hours later.
Oh, they were instantly playing ball.
And the Nets said, that's it. You're never playing another game here again. Because I thought maybe you get what they did with Durant, and you play hardball. And that's the other question. Does Durant ride it out? Does he say, with the deadline 4 days away, maybe I want to go another place?
Well, here's the key to that. Listening to certain podcasts, and the Windhorse podcast was all over this last week.
Excellent.
Von Temps and McMahon were on this, right? Tim McMahon. They're very connected in the NBA. They pointed out that a couple of players on the Mavericks are... KD loves them. One of them was Finney Smith.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was it McMahon?
McMahon said it.
McMahon pointed out that Durant specifically told him how much he likes Finney Smith and how fond he is of his game and how much he's improved as a person overall. So because they went out and specifically that kid was in this trade, I don't know if Durant's going to want to go anywhere. If so, if he says something, I mean, if you're the Lakers, you not come over the top now and say, okay, fine, we missed out on Kyrie. You can have the two first-round picks in 2027 and 2029. You're going to get Westbrook. And what else do you want? How many picks? I would say, I would offer them the Paul George offer. I would say, we'll give
this
you...
This is to Brooklyn?
For Durant, yes.
Okay.
And they could actually come out smelling like roses now. If Durant were to say, I leave, if I'm the Lakers, I'd say, Westbrook, 2027, 2029, and how many picks beyond that? Do you want five first-round picks? We'll give you five first-round picks.
Yeah. I'm surprised the Nets went with that offer, though. The Phoenix offer was better. You know, and who do you believe? But the reports say Phoenix offered Paul Crowder and numerous number ones.
Right.
And they said no. They went with Finney Smith and this deal that Dallas offered.
Mm-hmm.
Which, what does it do to the Nets now? Nets can't win a title unless they make another trade. I saw them as high as 40-1 now. But that, and then the Lakers, the multiple reports said, yes, the Lakers did offer both picks. The 2027 and the 2029. LeBron actually tweeted last night, is it me?
Yeah.
Is there something wrong with me? No, it's not you. But Bontemps got into this immediately about, I'm not going to do you any favors, speaking from the Nets' point of view, and I want to haul in return or at least help me out. And that's why it's like they didn't want any part of Westbrook, and that was the Lakers' offer along with the picks. But it was, okay, we'll give you Kyrie, and we'll take this horrible Westbrook deal, but you have to take the worst contract in the NBA, which is Ben Simmons.
Right.
Which we'll give you Simmons and Kyrie. You give us Westbrook, the package, Beverly, the picks, and then we'll
talk.
That
was also kicked around.
Because then you're doing us a big favor.
Right.
If we can unload this Ben Simmons contract, who's just, I mean, it's gotten worse for Ben Simmons, which is hard to believe.
And then what? Would KD at that point have said, okay, now it's time for me to go as well?
Yeah.
You got to get me out of here. I'm not going to do this all on my own.
Yeah. Kid wanted the trade. Kid pushed hard for it.
He did.
For Kyrie.
He really wanted to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're plus, at one spot, plus 350 was the reaction to go to win the Western Conference. Are they beating the Nuggets? Are they beating the healthy Clippers team? Are they beating some of the teams at the very top of the Western? I don't think the Western Conference
is that great. I'm surprised you're down on it, though.
Oh, no. I'm saying.
For how good Luka is. I mean, they almost went to the finals last year. They didn't have any help.
Also kind of gave away some of their best players.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, last year's team had Brunson. You don't have Finney Smith now.
But you just
added a guy who can... I mean, he's going to take a lot of pressure off Luka, too. Luka, that's the other thing.
Well, I need to clarify something here, though. How am I down on it by saying they shouldn't be the favorite to win the Western Conference? That's not an overreaction by my part.
Well,
that's realistic.
You were running down the teams about, can they beat this team? Can they beat that
team? I don't know. I mean, does it...
I trust them more than Memphis right now. I'll tell you that.
Well, with what's going on with John Morant, too, side note.
Yeah.
After that latest story came out... Oh, boy, that's a doozy. The way that his direction's heading right now, that's no good. If you missed that, long story here, convoluted, but people like around Ja Morant evidently leaving the Pacers game had a red laser pointed at part of the Pacers traveling team, and one of the security guards out there outside of the time said that's 100% a gun. This is after Ja Morant on Twitter told a fan, you're gonna find out how hollow points feel. Like, what are you doing, dude?
Right. This is after the Shannon Sharp thing.
Yes.
His dad was in the middle of that. And guilt by association, I guess, too, with that organization. Who knows? I did love, it was only up at a few places. I did love Dallas was 5-1 to get him.
To get him. After listening to that podcast on Friday, I'm like, I'm all in on this if I could.
Yeah, but I would have, I know Chris Paul doesn't have much left, but if it's right about, if it's about now and next year, I would have done the Phoenix trade if I'm the Nets. Yeah. But to your point earlier, though, too, it's still there for the Lakers. You can still give up those picks and get some quality players, and Toronto's going to unload guys.
Agreed.
Can you get a Bogdanovich? And it might have worked out. You can still get Kyrie in the summer.
Yeah.
That's still possible if you want to pay him.
That is.
That's still right there for the Lakers. You just have to maybe, you know, you blow this year. But and the Lakers certainly worried about being a professional and all the problems with Kyrie, and that's still on the table if you give him a long-term deal. But I think if they would give him 4 years – then it's like, does he run the organization and does LeBron retire?
Yeah,
is LeBron still around? Those are valid concerns.
If the Lakers are willing to give Kyrie a four-year offer, that's where he's going to go in the summertime. That's what he wants. He wants that more than anything else.
Right. Who's going to give him $200? How do you give this guy $200 million? You can't.
That idea is just, it's stupid. That's what it is. There's no way you can do that. And yet it's the NBA, and I'm not going to be stunned if a team does that.
It's got to be full of incentives based on games played.
More on that coming up next. And also, Aaron Rodgers mentioned a popular landing spot if he were to leave Green Bay. You'll hear that coming up next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Any question you have, props, how to hedge, insight for any of the host, the VSiN Big Game Help Desk is here for you. Submit your questions, VSiN.com/helpdesk. Adam Burke and the crew will respond to you and give you answers on these. I know we get tweets all the time about hedging. I'm sure there's a lot of people with big tickets out there on Philadelphia. VSiN.com/helpdesk. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. So you would like, you like the Mavericks more today than you like the Grizzlies?
I'm concerned with how Memphis is playing lately, and also this, you've never been heckled before. What's getting in arguments and confrontations with fans and players from opposing teams all the time?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, like you act like you're the 3-time champs.
Exactly.
Going
right
back to the Shannon Sharpe thing, which maybe we need to apologize to him. Well, he was. Yeah, he not at fault. I mean, he certainly deserves some criticism. But for these guys, for the whole team to get up there and Morant's dad and how Dylan Brooks reacted, and that's, I would trade Dylan Brooks. That's number one. I mean, this guy, irrational confidence. He killed them in a Golden State series.
Big time.
Couldn't make a shot.
But if they land OG, I don't think he was part of the
Well, that'd be a big move.
Offer.
I know, yeah.
That'd be huge, yeah.
Certainly right now, things could change with the deadline Thursday, and can't wait for that. But, I mean, remember, they went... They destroyed Phoenix in Game 7 on the road. And now, say, well, he is out there, but he's a great offensive player. And now you team him with Luka, and that's your 1-2. And how well they played last year. I mean, I would say, I think they're right there with Memphis. And who knows? I mean, I love Denver. I love Joker. But Denver, I think, has to prove it to a lot of people as well.
Yeah, by the way, I do think like Phoenix is desperate to make a move, too.
Well,
I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know. I mean, clearly Paul was going to be involved in this potential deal here with Kyrie. Did they try to get better? Do they actually punt? I don't know exactly what that's going to look like, but I think they probably make a move. The Clippers were in it the way it looked. And the Clippers,
Weak offer, but yeah.
Yeah, but I think if some of this was true, the Clippers maybe got involved the way they did to only push the ante up for the Lakers to kind of screw them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting Kyrie, which would not surprise me for a second.
Yeah, I could see that. The other thing, Memphis should have lost to Minnesota last year in the first round.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they love to talk. I mean, you haven't done anything. Oh, we run up the chimney. We don't run away from the smoke. And then Edwards almost buried you in that series.
Yeah, yeah.
If Towns doesn't get in foul trouble in every game and they don't blow multiple 20-point leads, you went home early.
Yep. So Nesson had a story yesterday. The one thing that could complicate a potential trade with Aaron Rodgers in the offseason, it's because of his year-to-year approach. And executives are telling members of the media, you don't know if he wants to play 1 year 2 years what that number is.
Right.
So a team is going to be like, well, Aaron, we'd love to have you here, but we're going to need more than next year out of you.
Yeah.
And you commit to 2 years at least.
I've been saying this for 2 weeks. How do you give up multiple first-round picks if the guy only plays for 2 years?
Yeah.
No, no, and I understand their point, too, about the same song and dance every year. He does this every year now. Well, I don't know. Do I retire? Do I come back? What am I going to do? So, certainly, yeah. If you're the Jets and you want to go all in, you want to give up. That's why I thought, you know, some of the stuff the last week was, you got to give up this, 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 and this. He might play 2 years.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Well, I think if he promises to give you 2 years, you can put together a pretty decent trade package at that point that would impress Green Bay. But if he's not going to give you a 2 year commitment and says 1 year, you can't trade for that guy.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You can't.
2 years might not be enough. I don't know. Two first round picks for 2 years?
I will tell you this, though. The idea of him going to the Jets, to me, makes a lot of sense because overall, again, top to bottom, defense included, that would be a really good football team. If he comes out here and plays with Devontae Adams and the Raiders, what does that do for their team? Okay, so they're the seventh best team in the AFC? The defense has been a bigger problem than it was in Green Bay throughout his career. The numbers don't lie. The Raiders rank near the bottom in almost, you know, all these major categories defensively going back 10, 12, 13, 14 years. So that's going to do that. That to me would be a weaker version of Kyrie going to the Mavericks, where I think watch what would happen with the odds for the Raiders if Rodgers comes out here. They would probably just shoot up the board and be close to one of the favorites. So it's like, guy, knock it off. That can't happen. Las Vegas locally, a very popular account here, tweeted out last night, Raiders coach Josh McDaniels has told several people that he believes Aaron Rodgers will play for Las Vegas next season. Would McDaniels really do that? According to sources here, McDaniels has been telling people that.
Yeah.
This is...
Yeah, he could do that. Sure, absolutely. And he would love to see it, too. Now, is he... I know with the contract, but is he already on the hot seat? I mean, there's a lot of people would have fired him already. How bad they were in the lack of halftime adjustments and blowing double-digit leads.
Right. But offensive mind?
Well, says who?
Well, a lot of people have said that.
Come on, you had Tom Brady. I'm an offensive mind. It's Tom Brady, right? I see both sides of that.
I know.
Well, how did it go in Denver? How did it go this year?
Well, would you say McDaniels is better than Hackett?
Yeah, he's better than, well, anyone's better than Hackett.
But Hackett had great numbers, right?
That's Rodgers. I know. Rodgers. That's Rodgers, sure. Come on.
Any way that you want. And this is Aaron Rodgers after Pebble Beach yesterday. He's on CBS, and he was definitely asked, hey, Aaron, what do you think? Where's your next team going to be?
It's fun to be here. It's such a great event. Fans are amazing. A lot of people yelling different teams they want me to come to next year, which has been fun because we got a little inside bet going about which team's going to have the most fans, but it's been fun.
I was going to say that for my last question, but you're leading me right into it. Is there maybe like a favorite color, favorite city that you might have on your mind for next season?
I'm just going to say that the predominant team that we hear as we're walking is Raiders. A lot of Raider fans are encouraging me. A lot of Devontae misses you comments. So we're having some fun with it. It's a great great event for the fans to come out here, and hopefully we can get back on the course.
You're right. I mean, he's been doing this now. Like that same exact interview you could have played me 3 years ago, and I would have said, when is that?
Yeah.
Was that yesterday or was that 2020?
Yeah. He took it in that direction, too.
He did.
He volunteered. He's like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
He took it in this Raider direction, and it's been a fun week, and where will I wind up? I mean, Amanda wasn't getting into that yet. She was getting to that later, and then he took it there. So he's full of himself, about it.
That, and I also think he's a really good troll, too.
Yeah, that too.
But this is a move that Mark Davis, who is the Raiders owner, I could specifically see pulling off. We've talked about this a lot living out here. He is unhappy with the direction of the fan base and how many other opposing teams come into this place and they completely overtake the stadium. And so he needs to make a mark, right? He needs to go out there and get a guy that's going to make this team competitive, win maybe 10 games, be in the hunt for a playoff spot, and be sexy on offense and put up a bunch of points. And make fans here not want to sell their season tickets and make money off of that.
Some of that will never go away, though, because it's Las Vegas, and let's go out there and watch our favorite team, and let's hang out in Vegas for a week.
Right.
I mean, that goes back to 2 years ago. People who had season tickets with good seats paid for the entire season just with the first game against Baltimore, what they were going for. And that year on StubHub, four of the most top five most expensive tickets. Four of the five games were out here.
Yeah, that's right.
That's just the demand. But yeah, you winning, some of it won't go away, but also you have to win.
Yeah, he's going to realize that when the Chiefs play out here, you're going to see plenty of red.
Yeah, Denver.
When the Broncos play out here, plenty of orange.
Yeah.
But if it's 20,000 as opposed to 40,000, or when the 49ers came here, and that's not going to be an every year thing, that was embarrassing here locally.
Well, the timing, too, though.
On New Year's Day. No, I understand.
It was a team playing out the string. And
that was 80-85% 49ers fans. And I can see, as a guy who, you know, agreed to move the team here, and the city gave him a lot, trust me, but when he wanted to move to Las Vegas, he's like, okay, I did not really see this happening.
Well, he has an ego, and he thinks he's one of the best of all time. Does it play into, do I want to go in that division? I don't know. Which, he could be trolling everybody.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, if the Packers just say, okay, let's get this done. We've had enough. We have to go in a different direction. We have some great offers out there. Maybe he has a better chance with the Jets. I don't know. But from the competitive standpoint, you're better off staying in Green Bay when you see the mess in the NFC as opposed to...
I would agree with
that. I'm going in the same division as Herbert
the Raiders,
and Mahomes.
Yep. If he came out here to play with the Raiders, it would be a weaker version of what we've seen with Green Bay over the years. Because, again, if you think the Packers defense has let him down, the Raiders defense has been worse. And you've owned and dominated that division for a decade plus. Hell, you can go back to when Favre played. So it's been, you know, a good two-decade-plus run owning that division. You got Mahomes, man. You got Herbert. And who knows what the Broncos might turn into with Sean Payton as the head coach.
Well, the East is stacked, too.
I know.
Miami made the playoffs, so the Bills. Patriots will be improved.
Oh, but I think the Jets with Aaron Rodgers are much better than the Raiders with Aaron Rodgers, in my opinion. That defense is legit.
Yeah. Better. I don't know. That's strong, much better. But you still have Adams to throw to.
No. Up next, Paul, your rundown. Upsets, any bad beats, plus what was good and bad for bettors over the weekend with Win Some, Lose Some. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Paulie Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, it's been a disappointing season, but the Suns surprised the Celtics on Friday night. They were 4-1 on the money line. Magic plus 170. Wizards Blazers from 230 bet up to 240. No problem, that goes over. And college basketball, Oklahoma State Saturday from 1 up to 5. That was a win some as well. UFC. Boy, oh boy, did that card start late out here. Nelson, Choi, draw, happened again. 70-1. Another draw in the UFC. Incredible. Park round 3 finish, 15-1. Park by submission, plus 550. Fugit, round 1 finish, 10-1. To win by knockout, plus 730. Jubilee, round 2 finish, 8-1. Lee and Clark, both by decision, 5-1. Premier League and a little soccer. Boy, you get the Everton with the big upset, and Man City can't take advantage. Tottenham, 3-1. They beat Man City 1-0. What was it? Nigel liked it the other way. What he was did. Tottenham to win the nil? Oh, I bet that paid well. Harry Kane scores early, and that held up. Everton plus 750 shocked Arsenal.
And that's why he was saying, because he liked Everton, right? On our show last Thursday, he thought
they'd get a big effort, yeah.
And he thought City would be a good bet to win the table then.
Yeah, yeah. Chelsea, Fulham, draw Friday, 3-1. Well, how about nil-nil? Probably 11-12-1 range. Sheffield United, Rotherham draw in the Championship League, 3-1. Leicester City, plus 280. That game was crazy. That was an in-play dream. I think that was 3-2 at halftime. That game was nuts. Newcastle, West Ham draw, plus 290. Newcastle scores early, and that was it. Wolverhampton. What? Liverpool stinks.
Oh, wow.
They stink.
What a horrible season they're having.
That was 2-0 right away. Wolverhampton was at the bottom of the table. 3-1 as well. Yikes. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these tweets and videos. Watch the show live at VSiN.com. How about this? Start off with a bang. You got the Royal Flush, guys. 523. No Royal Flush? No? Okay. How about the dog video? Win some?
Patience, my friend.
Okay. Here we go. We're going to lose some. This is Mount Washington, New Hampshire. Did you see this over the weekend?
Oh, yeah.
It was 110 with the wind chill. I didn't even think this was possible. And then with the winds and the wind chill and the temperature?
Yeah, it was 120 mile an hour winds, too.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, Paul, I did so. The video came, obviously, with some text to it. So I read it going in. But had I not known what this was,
yeah,
there's no chance I'd guess this is on planet Earth.
Yeah, yeah. So at one point, you're talking 95 below with the wind chill, 120 mile per hour winds, and then it got worse. It got worse with the wind chill 101, 101, 110. At 8 p.m., it was 108, minus 108 with the wind chill. I mean, I've been through 60, 70 below.
Yeah,
school
same
was
here.
Canceled for a week in Minnesota when I was in high school. I mean, move over, hold my beer, Mount Washington, New Hampshire.
Well, does anybody, what's the closest that anybody lives to that area? Right?
Good question.
I mean, come
I
on. You're exactly right. I mean, when it gets to 40, 50, 60 below, it's like all bets are off now. Places are closing, don't go to school, etc.
Yeah. Do you guys have the Royal Flush or no? You don't have it. Okay, fantastic. Lose some. Anyways, this bartender went into Copper Keg, where our friend works. Local. He's a bartender on the strip. He sits down. He's playing right away. He gets dealt the Royal on Triple Play on Ultimate X. One of them was 12 times.
No, come on.
So the guy's playing. He won $18,000 on quarters. Quarters.
On his first hand?
It was, not first hand, but he just sat down. So it's 12. It's a 3 and a 3.
Oh.
I mean, incredible. I mean, here, all right, here you go.
Oh,
all right, guys.
Oh, man.
Is that sexy or what? It only took, look at that. It took about 5 minutes, as I was told. Our great guy, Chris, who's a bartender at Copper Keg, sent me the text last night. The guy is a local bartender. He got off his shift, wants to unwind, wants to just have a beer and by his place. Look at that. Dealt the Royal with hearts 12 times on the bottom. Oh. That's $18,000.
Oh, beautiful.
Just beautiful. Fantastic. Lose some. the Wizards. Back-to-back games, they were up 20 and lost. They were blowing out the Nets. Remember, that's no Kyrie. That's after this trade business fiasco. And they blow that lead, and Cam Thomas erupts for a 40-burger on him.
Welcome to the NBA.
And this, they led by 23 against the Nets. They led by 20 against the Blazers. They're the first team in the last 25 seasons to lose when by leading by 20 points on consecutive days. Oh, sure. And then this, not back-to-back, but the Sixers have done it now. In their last two losses, they have led by 20 in both and lost. They were up 21 on the Knicks yesterday and got
beat. That's right.
So that is also, Peter King wrote about this today. Oh, it's bad. The officials in the AFC title game made five mistakes in one sequence on that whole do-over fiasco.
Oh,
Five mistakes.
I'll believe it.
In one sequence.
Sure.
How bad that was. And he ran it all down about everything that they got wrong. Right? Lose some. This is a great tweet. There's an adult man at brunch wearing normal clothes. He doesn't have shoes on. He left his house and drove to a restaurant not wearing shoes. And he's here with an otherwise normal-looking lady who seems to be with him willingly. How is this a thing? Yeah, you can't forget your shoes. Does he just show up? It's like this creature, right? We're living in a society. You got the guy playing the Buffalo video? I love these people that put people on Front Street. We got one tomorrow from Encore Boston. But this guy's playing the Buffalo game. And it looks like he's in a bathrobe, which I know Roddy Dangerfield used to roll dice.
Bathrobe, no shoes, no slippers, nothing, right, too?
The guy's playing a game in a bathrobe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible.
I'll give you another one, too. This is from he's been on the show before, Chris Earle. He tweeted this out over the weekend. Passed a man near Dollar Tree. He looked like he hadn't slept under a roof in a few weeks. Torn shorts, had a box of graham crackers and a 2-liter bottle of soda in his hands. Huh. Then he hops into a red Ferrari convertible and drives off. And he says, Florida, man.
Oh, God. A couple bad beats. Portland Pepperdine. That game was drunk. Take its keys. That went. The under was easy. Then it goes to double overtime. That game had everything Saturday. And Nigel recommended, gave out Man U to win the nil. Well, it's 2-0 late, then they had a red card. So they're playing a man down, and Palace sticks one in on you. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more. BetRivers.com. Had A&W yesterday. Fantastic. I'm very surprised humans didn't give it a big review when he was out there. It's about half an hour away.
Okay.
Onion rings were a little disappointing, but the float... And the double cheeseburger was enormous.
What made you go out there? You had a hankering?
Had a hankering.
Did
had
you?
To do
okay.
It. Right. It was great. I couldn't believe how good the burger was.
Is that right?
Very good.
Haven't had
not as good as
okay.
Shake. Right. Not as good, but right. It was the portion. It was
you made
very
a mistake,
good.
Though. You need to get the cheese curds.
Oh, they have?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Now, as we leave tomorrow, the hell with the game, right? We get Portillo's, Whataburger, and Culver's.
Mm-hmm.
The last two I've never been a part of. But who's the Zimmerman character?
Yeah,
you sent me this article?
Andrew, yeah.
Andrew Zimmerman?
Famous chef, you know, obviously.
Oh, is he? Okay. Yeah. Never heard of him.
Oh, you haven't? Okay.
On what?
He's done a ton of stuff.
Okay.
For people who are into that kind of thing, they know the name for sure. He was asked, favorite fast food spot.
Right, or item, yeah, right.
Yeah, and because he ranks Culver's over In-N-Out. And he was asked
Butter
why.
Butterburger?
Yes, the Butterburger.
Yes.
Because everything is fresh. They don't freeze anything.
Okay.
And he eats it all the time, evidently.
Wow.
So
eats it all the time. That's great.
Yeah. So this guy who can have whatever he wants, wherever he wants, is like, no, I'm a big Culver's guy. Too,
yeah.
On the side.
That's all ties into the end of the menu, the movie with Ralph Fiennes.
Okay.
Who's unbelievable. But can I get a cheeseburger? Cheeseburger.
I got to watch that movie. The pro tip of the hour here.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. So for new bettors out there or for you know, maybe people who do, like to get down other ways, but a lot of places have great offers to join their app and sign up bonuses, promo code, whatever. But most of them end after the Super Bowl. So now's a perfect time to jump in. Hey, the water's warm. Come on, everybody. So now I just want to make you aware. These are unbelievable offers that most places have. Sign up bonuses.
Mm-hmm.
But they end Super Bowl Sunday.
Yep. So keep that in mind if you're just going to be signing up for the first time. Up next, VSiN's senior NBA betting analyst, Jonathan Von Tobel, is going to join the program. What are his betting takeaways from the Mavericks and the Nets trade? We'll ask him coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.